morning, listeners, and a very warm welcome to you all, and thank you for tuning in to Out and About with Leah and Tim. This is the program in which we draw the attention of you, the listeners, to events being held on the peninsula or nearby in the next 2 weeks or so by local community organizations, by service clubs, hobby groups, concert organizers, and so on. We also want to help these community groups to publicize their not-for-profit activities at no cost to them, and so to increase attendances. Now, I'm sure we all agree that the Mornington Peninsula is a great place to live. Wonderful scenery, beaches, sports facilities, wineries and eating places, lots of good entertainment, fresh air and very, very friendly people. So there's lots to see and do here, but it's hard to keep up with all that's happening in a wide range of community activities. So Leah and I aim to provide details to you of some of these events in an informative, hopefully helpful and entertaining way. Oh, and it might be a good idea if you have a pen and scribble pad handy to take down the contact numbers of the event organisers that we're going to outline. Leah is my offsider, who looks after the operational instruments involved in putting the programme to air. She also chooses and plays the musical interludes and generally makes sure I behave. My name is Tim. My 40-year working career was in the airline industry with TAA and Cathay Pacific Airways, and I retired 3 years ago to live in lovely Mount Eliza. Now, before we start today's community events announcements, may Leah and I wish any listeners having a birthday today, the 5th of September, a very happy and extremely enjoyable day. You actually share the date of your birthday with three very different people in history. French King Louis XIV was born on the 5th of September 1638. He was known as Louis the Great or the Sun King, and his reign lasted 72 years. That's the longest ever of a monarch in European history. And it was King Louis XIV that converted the magnificent Palace of Versailles on the outskirts of Paris into his principal residence and seat of government. A contrasting historic character whose birthday was on the 5th of September was Jesse James, who was born in Missouri, USA in 1847. He became a notorious outlaw, bank robber, and gang leader in the American Wild West. Some 27 films and several TV shows have been produced about Jesse James. And then from king to outlaw and on to a saint, Saint Teresa of Calcutta, better known to us as Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa was born in Macedonia in 1910, and she died on the 5th of September 1997. What's that? 20 years ago. And the 5th of September is officially her feast day in the Catholic Church. Mother Teresa founded the Missionaries of Charity to look after the poorest people, those dying of leprosy, AIDS and tuberculosis, orphanages, the starving and so on. And by 2012, the organization had over 4,500 nuns in 133 countries, which is a staggering figure. Now, although a controversial figure in some ways in her lifetime, Mother Teresa was highly venerated. She was winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. She was voted the most admired person of the 20th century, and she attained sainthood in September last year. So three completely differing people of different characters and so on and different achievements, all having connections with the 5th of September today. So special in a number of ways for lots of people, but most of all to our listeners whose birthday it is. Happy birthday to you. And I think it's time that I stopped waffling and passed you on to Leah for her first piece of music. Thanks, Leah.
Thank you, Tim. And hello to everybody on the 5th of September. So our next track is Eleanor Dunlop. We've listened to Eleanor Dunlop a few weeks ago. She's an Australian artist. She started first writing lyrics and then sat down at her piano and started to write the music. She's a talented Sydney girl, and this is her track, Disguise. Eleanor Dunlop.
Thank you, Leah. And now on to the upcoming community events in our area. Let's get off to a flying start, or perhaps I should say at a fast gallop. When and where? Well, on Wednesday the 13th of September at Mornington Racecourse. For the ninth year, Fields of Fashion Spring Race Day and Luncheon will take place. This year it's in aid of the National Jockeys Trust, which I think cares for jockeys who have been in nasty accidents and had their careers shortened or health very badly affected. Gates at Mornington Racecourse open at 12 noon. There's a full race meeting, a delicious three-course lunch, drinks. There'll be some raffles and some auctions, and also fashion parades for ladies and gents with very nice prizes. Now, the cost of taking part in Fields of Fashion Spring Race Day is $95 per head. And what a great way to enjoy the horse racing, maybe have a little flutter, to glam up for this special occasion, have a fine lunch, lots of laughs, a few pleasant surprises, and all for a very good charity cause. Now that's happening on Wednesday the 13th of September, so that's tomorrow week, Mornington Racecourse. And to make bookings and to get tickets to go to that event, 5976 2524. I'll repeat that, phone number 5976 2524, to go to the race meeting and all the other wonderful happenings for that day, Wednesday the 13th of September. Event number two, and quite different. This one is in Crib Point Community House, which is in Park Road, Crib Point, and should be of great interest to budding authors who want to produce bestsellers. Titled Lessons in Commercial Fiction, it's a writing workshop. It's been given by Kate Cuthbert. It's being held on Saturday the 30th of September. But I'm telling you about this early because there's a limit on the number of people who can attend. Now, Kate Cuthbert is Managing Director of Escape Publishing. She's a highly accredited book reviewer and participant in writers' festivals. And she's going to teach you all about the arts and techniques of writing novels during this workshop, which takes from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, with a break for a hosted lunch. It's all about how to construct a novel, how to develop the characters' personalities and also the emotions within the novel. It's how to pace the narrative and the techniques for attracting the reader's attention. So fairly technical, but pretty vital if you're are going to produce a book that other people are going to read. Now, if you're interested, you need to hurry, because I do stress that numbers are limited at this course. You need to contact Jackie Tritt, that's spelled T-R-I-T-T, Jackie Tritt. Her email is Jackie Tritt, that's J-A-C-K-I-E-T-R-I-T-T, at dcsi.net.au. I'll repeat that. Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E-T-R-I-T-T, Jackie Tritt, at dcsi.net.au. So that's for budding authors. The third event, in fact it's two closely connected ones as you'll see, involves use of computers, mobiles, iPads, etc. At Frankston Library this Friday, the 8th of September, from 10 a.m. until noon, there'll be an excellent talk about social media and what it's all about. This will cover Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and other current instruments of social media and how they work. Now, I must admit to be a complete ignoramus and also rather defensive about getting into these areas of communication. But I am in the minority these days, particularly with the younger generation. So here's a chance to catch up and get with it. At Frankston Library this Friday morning, you can get involved in and learn about social media. However, if using these communication techniques makes you nervous, maybe you should go to Hastings Library in High Street, Hastings, next Tuesday. That's the 12th of September at 2 in the afternoon. And there you're going to get a briefing on computer scams and the evil people trying to rob you financially or of your identity or trying to make contact, get in touch with your contacts without them wanting to be contacted. This session is being put on by Consumer Affairs Victoria, and their advice on this matter should be most valuable. So there's contrasting subjects, well, on the same subject, but from contrasting angles, getting involved in social communications and some of the pitfalls of doing so. Interesting, isn't it? They sort of go together in a funny sort of way. So there's the first three community events or subjects for the first little bracket. And now again, it's time to go back to Leia for some more music. Thanks, Leia.
Okay, then. So track number two today is from Missy Higgins. Missy Higgins is a well-known artist. This is from her album Oz, and she's performing at the Botanical Gardens in Melbourne on November the 19th, if anybody's interested, so that should be a great show. And this one is called Back to the Wall, Missy Higgins.
Oh, I enjoyed that, but every time I hear a song by Missy Higgins, I think about her name and wonder how someone thought up or she thought up the name that would be good for a professional singer. It's rather unusual, but very, very catchy. And Leia tells me the story of how she became a professional singer is really interesting. I'm tempted when I get home to go on Google to find out exactly what that was all about. Anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Leia and Tim. And it's time for our second bracket of community events, and one that sounds great fun for young and old. The Mount Martha Community Bank Family Fun Fair. It's organised by the bank or sponsored by the bank in support of Mount Martha Preschool. And it's being held on Sunday, the 17th of September, from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon on the Ferrero Reserve in Sepals Avenue, Mount Martha. Now, I gather there's going to be a whole range of entertainment on hand, including tenpin bowling, face painting, well, that's always popular, face painting, sports and games. There'll be little kids' activities, marketplace, and lots of food stalls, which is pretty essential for people like me who've got big eating desires. And definitely a highlight, the Mount Martha Kindy Fun Run. That sounds rather extraordinary. So all sounds great fun for preschool families and their friends, I guess. Sunday, the 17th of September in Mount Martha. And for further information, call the Mount Martha Preschool on 0409 332 226. That's 0409 332 226, the preschool at Mount Martha for the Mount Martha Preschool Community Bank Family Fun Run. Sounds great fun. And again, by extreme contrast, this Thursday, the 7th of September, at Mornington Library, which is in Vancouver Street, Mornington, for an hour from 2 o'clock till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Sohila Zanjani will be giving a talk about her most moving, disturbing, but ultimately uplifting book, Scattered Pearls. I've read this book. It is really some book. It's a true story about the lives in Iran and latterly Melbourne of Sahila's grandmother, her mother, and herself. So three generations growing up in those quite contrasting places. It's about the abuse and injustice meted out to them by the men in their lives, of cultural misogyny, and of the ongoing search for a loving, equal relationship. So it's fairly current, isn't it? This talk, I warn you, will be harrowing to some degree and very emotional. But it's a story of survival, resilience, and a blossoming future. So it does have a very optimistic, the story is very much an optimistic trend upwards. Sohila Zanjani is giving her talk at the Mornington Library, 2 o'clock this Thursday, would be probably a good idea to book. You should be able to get in. But if you rang Mornington Library and just said you were interested in coming to that talk, that would be a good move. But I think you'd find it very, very interesting. And have you ever been to Cruden Park Farm in Lang Warren? It's the picturesque home of the late and hugely admired Dame Elizabeth Murdoch. It is absolutely wonderful. If you haven't been there, please go. And on that line, why not go next Sunday, the 10th of September? Because on that day, it's the Mayor's Family Picnic. It's a very, very large event. It's a completely free, fun day out for the whole family. There's a full program of activities and entertainment. Lawn games, because it's a huge area. It's very, you've got to see, this Cruden Park is absolutely wonderful. Lawn games, live stage performances, community groups performing and traders' stalls. There'll be a crowd there, usually it's in the thousands. So I suggest you take your rugs and maybe collapsible chairs. When you get there, stake a claim on the lawn of Cruden Farm. This is relying on it being a nice day, and I promise you it's going to be. And why not bring a picnic or treat yourself at the community barbecue and soak up the lovely setting, springtime, and the whole convivial atmosphere of this fun day out. It is well worth getting to. It's been going for some while now, and I highly recommend it. If you don't get to that, please go to Cruden Park Farm another time because it's terrific. But this is on this Sunday, the 10th of September, in Lang Warren, from 11 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon, and it's totally free, except I guess if you buy something from the barbecue for lunch. There's no need to book. Just turn up and have a thoroughly good time. So there you are. That's our events in that little bracket. Again, a huge variety of happenings and completely contrasting. And time again to go back to Leia for another piece of music. Hey.
Yes, we have another piece of music. And I've been listening to this piece of music or this album all week in my car. And I really love Ben J. Carter. Now, Ben J. Carter is a Melbourne-based guitarist and songwriter. And he has been playing his unique band of acoustic slide guitar, country, blues and folk around Melbourne for the last 3 years. And has also featured at the Bendigo Blues and Roots Festival for the last 2 years. Ben's interpretation of old-time country blues aims to pay tribute to Ionic bluesmen of a bygone era. And this is his debut album called These Winters They Howl. It's released on August the 27th, so it's quite a recent album. And this one is called Ain't No Doin'.
And this is Adult Learners Week throughout Australia. So quite a lot of our program today focuses on places where adults can go to further their studies, to develop their interests or hobbies, or just listen to excellent talks on educational subjects. In this regard, I've already mentioned today a couple of events being organised by our fine libraries on the Mornington Peninsula and in Frankston. Now, for the short travel talk that I give at this time each week, I'm going to tell you about a really great place in the city of Melbourne, a place of learning. The State Library of Victoria, on the corner of Swanston and La Trobe Streets. It was built in the 1850s through a decision by the then Lieutenant Governor of Victoria, Charles La Trobe, and Sir Redmond Barry, whose impressive statue is at the entrance to the library. The Roman Revival exterior of the State Library is huge. It takes up a whole city block. The front sloping lawns are very popular with students, office workers and visitors on warm days and for nice picnic lunches. The front entrance portico has a facade of 8 columns, a huge dome sits atop the centre of the building, and the whole effect is of solidarity and of permanence. Yes, the State Library of Victoria does have books, in fact, over 2 million, and can cope with up to 500 readers there at one time. It also contains copies of newspapers, magazines, specialist journals, photographs, videos, music, maps, architectural drawings, government publications, and much more. Now, you can't actually remove any of these objects and take them home for days or weeks, like with local libraries. All reading and research has to be carried out inside the state library at very efficient, well-lit, and quiet desktops. Coming in through the main entrance on Swanson Street, there's a large information centre manned by very helpful and experienced staff. On either side of this long, wide floor are different referral sections of the library's collections, interspersed with quiet areas and three exhibition galleries. On the next floor, and dominating the centre of it, is the spectacular La Trobe Reading Room, located directly under a newly built and extremely attractive dome. The La Trobe Reading Room is octagonal in shape. Its walls are lined with a wide range of books and journals, mainly about Australiana. And this is the major area of the library in which people read or browse through the material. Lines of custom-built Queensland silky oak desks radiate out like spokes of a bicycle wheel from the centre of the room. And the room is as near totally silent as possible. Three levels of stylish balcony terraces rise majestically above the room, mostly housing exhibition areas, conference rooms, and so on. And then there is the spectacular dome. The dome of the State Library, when first built, was the largest reinforced concrete one in the world. It had copper roofing. Then recently, the copper has been replaced by a combination of glass and zinc, which allows for natural light to flood in and to brighten the whole area. The total effect of this striking design of the dome, the tiered exhibition levels, and the vast reading room at floor level is absolutely brilliant. Within the library, on display, are many beautiful, unique, and unusual treasures. For example, the oldest book dates back to the 10th century. There are letters written by Ned Kelly, a first edition of Darwin's Origin of the Species, that must be worth an absolute fortune, an eyewitness account of the Eureka Uprising in Ballarat, and much more. The three galleries all feature most interesting exhibitions, and to enter and enjoy all of the State Library, all of everything that's held there is completely free. I won't go into details about these exhibitions. When I went, it was a year or so ago, they were all of them interesting, but they do change all the time. So the shot would be to ring up the library or dive in to see what's on at the current time. The State Library of Victoria is absolutely excellent and highly recommended for a visit by us locals or by tourists, because it's by world standards, it's extremely good. Now, still on the subject of adult learning, but concentrating on our area here, there are four universities of the third age. They're called U3As. They're in Frankston, Mornington, Dramana, and Hastings. And these U3As, and there's many across Victoria, all offer a wide range of interesting course subjects over two semesters each year, with knowledgeable and informative lecturers handling each of the courses, and very little cost is involved. I'll discuss U3As on another occasion when they announce the list of courses available for the next semester, which I think starts in November. So I'll come back to that when they actually produce their programs. But I have a question for you. How much do you know about the neighbourhood community centre in your town or on the peninsula? I think when I last counted, there are 11 neighbourhood community setups, or sometimes called neighbourhood houses. There are two in Hastings, two in Mornington, and one each in Somerville, Crib Point, Rosebud, Rye, Dramana, Mount Eliza, and Sorrento. Now, basically, these centres, as I say, sometimes known as neighbourhood houses, but often just called community centres, offer a range of programmes, of community services. They have activities for support groups, and most importantly, opportunities to make friends, have an enjoyable time, exchange skills and experiences, and of course to learn in semi-formal surroundings. And no, these community centres are not only for the elderly like me, but they are for littlies through childcare or playgroups, children through school holiday activities, young adults through to older age, all in the same building. In fact, people from all walks of life are most welcome at neighbourhood houses or community centres. The cost of participation in activities is generally very low or free, and the staff are most helpful and friendly. I think the programme of activities on offer at all 11 of the community centres are fairly similar. I live in Mount Eliza, where we have an excellent neighbourhood house. It's in the centre of the village, behind, well, I hasten to add, not inside, the Canadian Bay Hotel. It was formed in 1979 and is an invaluable centre of a community life and absolutely buzzes with activities. Too numerous to list today, but the actual activities include interest groups as diverse as mahjong, embroidery, computer training, yoga, family research, that's very in at the moment, looking up the family tree, drawing and painting. There's also a recently created and very lively men's shed inside the neighbourhood house in Mount Eliza, and there's a walking group. In fact, there's absolutely something for everyone. And for someone as keen on refreshments as me, there is a little cafe that's open in the neighbourhood cottage in Mount Eliza from 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, coffee and biscuits and totally free. There's an excellent potluck lunch every Thursday. It's a cooked meal, dessert, tea and coffee. Guess the price? $5. You've heard right, it's $5. And whatever you do, don't tell anybody else, but every Tuesday morning, the neighbourhood house has tea and coffee with delicious homemade scones, strawberry jam and cream. And that little session every Tuesday morning is $4. Wow. The little one in Mount Eliza is a gem of a place. I'm sure it's like the other 11 on the peninsula. So use the community centres or the neighbourhood houses, whatever you like to call them, on our peninsula as often as you can. And you'll be very, if you haven't done so, they'll be very surprised at the variety. And combined with our libraries and U3As, we have a huge opportunity for adult learning on the Mornington Peninsula and in Frankston. So go to it, learn as much as you want to, but also meet friendly people and have a great time. It's too much to give all the contacts of everywhere I've mentioned in this last few minutes, but addresses and contact details are available through the Mornington Shire office or the Frankston Council. They've got full details of the times that everything operates and how to get to those places. So that's sort of events, isn't it? And my final event briefing for today is addressed to an age group we haven't really covered so far, those from 0 to 5, those from birth to 5, the very little ones in our lives. And as I've just said, we're lucky to have very good libraries on the peninsula. And they run a program called Ready, Set, Read, Children's Story Times 2017. Based on the belief that it's never too early to introduce children to the magic of language and books, even just after birth, the libraries at Rosebud, Hastings, Mornington and Somerville conduct sessions mainly starting at 11 o'clock in the morning on weekdays, tailored to suit different age groups, and all have stories and songs to entertain the children. Now, the three age groups are 0 to 12 months babies, toddlers from 1 to 3, and preschoolers from 4 to 5 years. So each of those have got their own set little programs. Mums and dads are encouraged to join in. Each session is about 30 minutes, or 45 for the 4 to 5 year olds. Much fun and activity, not too serious, I promise you. And it's never too early to stimulate and develop children's love of reading. So that's what these little programs are designed for. For more details of these little, I don't know, hesitate to call them courses, but little activities for little children, Hastings Library, 5950 1710. That's 5950 1710. Rosebud, 5950 1230. That's 5950 1230. Mornington, 5950 1820. That's 5950 1820. Excuse me. And Somerville, 5978 0834. That's 5978 0834. So lots of, in that segment, lots and lots of educational things from naught up to ancient like me. Final piece of music, please, Leia. And then we're getting near the end of the programme.
We are. Our next piece of music is from a Norwegian maestro, Mikael Paskalev. He releases a sparkling and fantastically upbeat guitar-led pop gem called Witness, alongside a glittering 7-minute short film. So he also has a short film with this one. He says this song is pretty much about finding that release from whatever hurt or self-doubt you've been holding. That calming comes from losing yourself in that moment. When it was time to make the music video, I really wanted to make something that felt sincere but daring. And I really love Mikael Paskalev. This is called Witness.
And that lovely piece of music was called Witness. Leia, do you remember that last Tuesday on our programme we publicised a croquet tournament being conducted by Sorrento Croquet Club this past weekend?
Yes, I do. What happened there?
Well, you'll be amazed. It was the first they've ever held. It was a huge success. Teams from various parts of Victoria played in very challenging weather, but had a very good time. And I'm told the winners were Kay Molyneux and Richard Parks, who came from Monash. And the runners-up were Kathy and Ian, I think it was Pitt, from Ballarat Croquet Club. So well done, Sorrento Croquet Club, on this initiative of having a good tournament, and well, all good wishes for the future of that tournament too. It's wonderful. I, meanwhile, while you were all playing croquet, I went off to the movies at Mornington and I saw a good film called Ali's Wedding. It's about a chap who came from Iran to live here, and it's about his life here and how he settled in as a migrant with his family. It's one a feel-good movie, very pleasant, humorous, and I enjoyed it. I think you should have a go. We're near the end of the programme, sadly, and I want to finish by seeking your assistance, please, listeners. The success and usefulness of this programme relies on us obtaining information about upcoming events on the peninsula. Now, I can get those from newspapers and keep my eyes open, but if you belong to a community group, could you please let the person in charge of publicity know about Out and About with Leia and Tim, so we can receive from them and pass on details of individual events being put on by community groups? And secondly, if you've enjoyed this morning's programme, please tune in again at the same time in coming Tuesdays, and also tell your friends too, because we would like a really nice audience. If, however, you didn't like the programme, its format or the content or the way we perform, or you have some ideas how we could improve, again, please let us know. Contact with us can be made by email to admin@3rpp.com.au. That's admin@3rpp.com.au. By posting mail to Peninsula Radio RPP, Post Office Box 2180, Mornington 3931, or by phoning 5975 2650. We would love to hear from you. Oh, and one last point, by way of a disclaimer, and so you don't get furious with us, the information passed on today was sourced very recently indeed, but some details may have been changed by event organisers at extremely short notice. So please contact them by phone or email to double check the details I've given you today. We wouldn't want you to turn up and be disappointed. We hope the rest of your week is most enjoyable, rewarding, and most of all that you keep healthy. So all the very best, and cheerio from Tim and from
Leia, and cheerio everybody.